97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Look, I've been in this race 70 days. Some people are just getting to know me. Yeah. Other people have known me. Mm-hmm. And I owe it. Listen, I feel very strongly I need to earn every vote, which is why I'm here having this candid conversation with you and your listeners. Mm-hmm. I have to earn people's support, and I am working to do that.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Genevieve Wood from the Heritage Foundation is joining us right now. And Genevieve, welcome in. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Kim.
I had to play that soundbite because that was her response to Charlemagne the God, as he refers to himself, yesterday when he said, you know, you get accused a lot of sticking to your talking points, that people can't get you off your talking points. That was her explanation for it. People have only known me for 70 days, and I need to repeat myself over and over again. That's her excuse.
Well, if the talking points were better, it might work.
Yeah,
but the problem is they're bad talking points to start with. I mean, the problem is she doesn't really want people to know the real policies of the Kamala Harris administration.
Yeah.
She doesn't want people to know that, because if they did, that's why she wants to talk about she's from a middle class, you know, all this stuff. It's because she doesn't want to talk about her policy plans. Because I don't think she really knows what they are, to be honest with you. I really don't think she could dig down in the details if she was forced to. But even if she could, she doesn't want to, because it's not going to produce the things that this opportunity economy she's talking about. Her plans are not going to produce that for anybody.
Yeah, I think that's she has no idea what those plans are anyway. Somebody else has written that for her, from what I can tell. You know, I was watching the Daily Signal, reading it yesterday. I loved this story of this guy who refused to use pronouns and got in trouble for it and turned around and sued them and won, correct?
He did win. You're absolutely right. Yeah, this was a story where this is a French teacher in state of Virginia, not France, to be clear. You read the full story, because he should just use her pronouns. This is somebody who this is a young girl in his class that decided to transgender to become a male. And he, you know, was not going to use the pronouns. This man is a Christian who lives out his faith. He believes God created man, male and female, and you can't change that. So he called her by her preferred name. He just wouldn't call her he. And in one of these situations where they were playing a game in class, I think it was a Halloween game, he said something to the students like, stop her from doing this, stop her. They were playing a video game. Stop her from running into that wall, which is just the way you would talk about anybody, right, when you're in the moment. Well, she got very upset because he referred to her as her, and complained to her parents, who then complained to the school board. And the next thing you know, because he would not agree to call her by him and so forth, and they suspended him. And this man said, you know what, I don't think it's right to be forced into a corner like that. I'm going to stand my ground. He did. It's taken him 7 years, but he did win his case, and he got back pay and, I think, attorney fees of over $580,000.
Well, and I know that just going through the court system can take a long time, but it's crazy, too. It took nearly 6 years for this case to be resolved, for him to have gotten that back pay.
That's true. It's crazy. And a lot of people say, gosh, would I have the courage or the time or the ability to do that? But when you can, standing up like this makes such a difference for other people. And probably some of what helped him is the laws in Virginia have now changed, because Governor Youngkin came in and said to schools, you can't be the pronoun police, and you can't get rid of the First Amendment, and you can't get rid of the, you know, freedom of religion, freedom of expression, and you can't force people to say things that aren't true. And so therefore schools are more normal in Virginia these days. But one reason Governor Youngkin is the governor of Virginia, one reason the laws there have changed, are because people like this man, parents that were in Loudoun County and these other places in Virginia back in COVID, they stood up to the woke bureaucrats that were trying to brainwash kids and said enough is enough. And that's the reason you have a different governor now, and it's the reason you're having different laws. So it makes a huge difference for the larger public when you can stand your ground.
It does. Genevieve, I was watching the David Harsanyi piece yesterday in the Daily Signal, reading it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm laughing about this because yesterday Kamala Harris announced a big giveaway program specifically for black men. Like, she's going to give away money to them just because of the color of your skin. And I'm thinking to myself, Mitt Romney got in a lot of trouble for once saying 47% of the people are going to vote for the president because they're dependent on the government. And he took all kinds of heat for that, but he's absolutely right.
And it's worse, I'm sure, today. That was in 2012.
Right.
I'm sure the number has gone up. I mean, the number of people who pay federal income taxes, people have no idea, but like less than half the country does. That's just a reality. I mean, 6% of wage earners pay for, I think, 55% or something of taxes. So it's, or even higher. So it's like, come on, guys. The idea that you're going to say, well, we just need to, you already have a lot of people not paying taxes. They pay local taxes, they pay taxes, sales taxes, but they don't pay federal income taxes. And so whenever she says, we're just going to take more money from the rich and give it to this group or this group or this group, I mean, eventually you run out of rich people, or as Margaret Thatcher used to say, eventually you run out of other people's money.
Yeah.
And there just isn't enough of it to keep creating these programs. And basically what she's trying to do, which is what Mitt Romney referred to, she's trying to buy votes. She's like, I'm going to take these tax dollars and give it to you group of people if you will vote for
that's
me.
That's right.
And that's buying votes. That's exactly what it is.
And it's why we're in the mess we're in today, and both parties have let them get away with it for far too long.
Both sides.
Both sides.
Absolutely, both
sides. That's true. Genevieve, thank you as always. Great having you on.
Thank you, guys. Have a good Wednesday.
We'll talk soon. Genevieve Woods, Senior Advisor at the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org.
Get more at 971talk.com.